Welcome to the Love and Light Podcast,
powered by 103.9 WDKX,
with your hosts, Lovely Warren and Willie Lightfoot.
This is the Love and Light Podcast.
Welcome back. This is the Love and Light Podcast, powered by 103.9 WDKX. Yes. We are on episode 27, and we are excited about this episode because we got something great in store for our listeners. But before we get started, we definitely want to tell you how you can download the mobile app at WDKX.com and listen to us on demand, or you can even text or call the WDKX frontline number 585-678-1039 and tell us how you like the show or give us some new show topics. We definitely like to hear from our folks. And so we're going to talk about the love lifting segment because this week we are celebrating
Mother's Day. Yes. To all our moms and our queens out there, we want to say big up. Even though this show may air after Mother's Day, we realize that every day, and I agree, I think Psych, you agree, every day is Mother's Day, right? So we want to honor our queens and our mothers and those that play mother roles in people's lives, those caregivers and those ones who are filling in the gap, maybe for those mothers. We know that also this is can be a difficult time for some. So we're realizing, you know, mothers, a lot of them have passed away in transition or whatnot, but we really, really want to lift them up and want to give them their flowers. And I say happy Mother's Day to you, Lovely.
Thank you.
Happy Mother's Day to my wife, to my mom, my sister, etc., and to all of the mothers out there that are listening to the Love and Light Podcast.
Absolutely. Definitely want to big up our mothers and thank them for not only giving us life, but for all of our aunties and those people that are pouring into our young people, providing motherly love. You know, you may not have had the child, but I know that there are so many that have given life and given support and given money and all that. So we want to make sure that we recognize those mothers as well.
Yes.
Our motherly figures, I'll say. On the last show, we talked about gun violence, where, you know, you're coming off of a, you know, state of the community and putting some things out there and giving some information in a tour, you know, with the Brady organization. We talked a lot about that the last time on the podcast. You know, you just want to recap exactly what.
Yeah. So our last show was, it was deep. It was, we were talking about a topic that's happening all across the country, which is gun violence. And here in Rochester, we are one of only five cities, actually two cities, the others are ones are states, that has a gun trace data report. We're the only mid-sized cities with one. So there's LA, there's Chicago, there's Pennsylvania, there's New York City, and then there's Rochester. And in that data, it kind of leads you and tells you how your crime guns, where they come from. And so we have been going around doing a tour in our city to different quadrants, explaining and helping people to understand the key findings in that gun trace data report around crime guns in our city. So we're finishing that up and realizing that, not realizing when we're doing that show, how we were going to be heading into one of the most violent weekends that we've ever had in this city, with over seven homicides in like 3 or 4 days. And so this conversation is real. It's a conversation that we need to continue. And it's a conversation that we took on the streets outside. You want to talk about that? I mean,
we outside. We are outside the studio and excited about this particular podcast because this is the first time we're really bringing a lot of different voices that we've talked to. We did a 7-part series and we started at the beginning of the year. We're now in May and really wanting to hear from the community and hear voices. And as you indicated, we went outside. You know, the city of Rochester had a clean sweep. It was a great clean sweep. And we had an opportunity to speak to some of our residents about things that are happening in the community. And this one lady, Evelyn Irons from the Lowell Avenue Community Association, had something that she really wanted to say. And we're going to play what she said.
My name is Evelyn Irons, and I'm the president of the Lyle Otis Community Association. And our goal is to bring community unity, peace, back to our Lyle Avenue. What we're doing is we're trying to make sure that every resident in the Lyle Avenue area knows that we're here to make things better. We're dealing with a lot of violence, a lot of crime, but we're, what we are doing is having hope.
Yeah, you just had, a double homicide here just last night.
Yes.
Here. And so just real quickly, and I know this is a very sensitive topic,
yeah.
But could you just kind of tell us your feelings around that and maybe what could help Lowell Avenue to be safer?
First of all, whenever there's that criminal type of incident, we want to give our condolences to anyone that's been hurt.
Absolutely.
Second of all, what we want to say for our community is that we don't want that to be the norm.
Mm-hmm.
So what we're asking is for every faith-based, every community group, every non-community group, our businesses, and come together so that we can come up with a strategic plan on how we want to deal with what's going on in Lyle.
Wow.
That was deep, bro.
Wow.
Yeah.
She talked about hope, right?
She talked about hope.
They had just experienced a numerous amount of violence in their community, not too far from there. They had the kid with the car flipped over and a lot going on. But
she wants to change.
And she's still out there working, cleaning up, doing the work.
Not giving up. Telling mm-hmm. our community that despite all the things that we are going through,
mm-hmm.
I don't care where you live,
mm-hmm.
you know, what community you live in, you can still help and provide hope to the community through the work that you're doing. And so Evelyn was like, look, come out and help us. I want our faith community. I want everybody that can do a little bit to do what they can do.
Clergy, family, everybody.
Do what you can do. We mm-hmm. need your help.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that there are so many communities across the country where you have people like Miss Irons that are saying like, hey, listen, I'm not giving up. I'm providing hope to our children that live in our community.
Mm-hmm.
I'm alongside them, working with them, and I need your help, and we want to change this community together.
And so I pulled up. I got there kind of late, so I pulled up, and Lovely was already cleaning. She already had her bag. She had the little thing that you pick up trash with, and I didn't have any cleaning supply with me, so I felt type of bad. But I realized we were also there, and we were going to try to get this interview in. And so, but I would tell you, the Lyle Avenue area, you could tell it's very challenged, and it was nice to see not only your daughter came out, her friend was there as well,
mm-hmm.
And it was just good listening and being able to have those conversations. In that clean sweep, though, actually, before we even went there, we're gonna go back to Lyle, but before we even went there,
mm-hmm.
we were able to talk to Brother Muhammad. This brother is here from local Rochester. He's working in the construction industry. He's working with young
mm-hmm.
people, trying to curve them and give them alternatives to the community. He said something, what it all comes down to, that was powerful as well. Let's hear from Brother Muhammad.
At this particular time, how I wanted to respond to that, it's all about going back to the basis of respect, responsibility, and reality with reasoning.
Love and Light podcast outside, right? We
outside
the studio. We're talking to our community. We're getting some... Did you hear
what this brother said? He said respect, responsibility, reality with reason.
Right.
I'm like,
listen,
it don't get no more basic than
some
that.
Jewels,
right?
You know.
And so your voice matters. We out here. We might pull up on you anywhere and see how you feel about these critical issues. Because one thing I'm learning, Lovely, is the issues are different. Even though we may have the same needs as far as food, clothing, shelter, etc.
Mm-hmm.
But the issues are different in different zip codes than they are in other parts of the city, other parts of the suburbs. People have different views, but they all matter.
And we talk to people from all walks of life. And of course, we can't play every particular interview that we've done.
Right.
But the 7-part series was really about bringing critical issues
mm-hmm.
to that's happening in the state of mm-hmm. Black America.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, being able to now hear from those individuals out in our community that see what we see, hear what we hear, we have heard, as well as have listened to the podcast and have something to say about it, I think that that's powerful.
And why is it intentional that we say Black America? What would somebody could argue that and say, well, isn't it just one America? Why are we talking about Black America? We have to understand that there is a difference
mm-hmm.
on how we are treated, Black and brown people. Specifically, we are being intentional about talking about Black people because oftentimes we don't really hone in on the issues, the disparities, and the things that are happening specific and historically through centuries
mm-hmm.
With Black people in America, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that that is a very important point
mm-hmm.
because many of the neighborhoods that we touched during this time.
Yes.
Were neighborhoods that are challenged neighborhoods, mm-hmm. where people of color, black and brown people live, mm-hmm. and we had an opportunity really to hear directly from them. Like, mm-hmm. you know, we can come on the radio, we can talk about what we see and how we feel, yep. and what people are experiencing, but hearing directly from people like Evelyn Irons,
real time,
and Muhammad,
yes.
and you know, we also interview some young people.
Some young people. Yes. The Wolf Pack, I think it was the Wolf Pack, they got a brand new Pop Warner football team.
Yes. Yep.
And they were mm-hmm. out there cleaning, volunteering their time with their coaches.
Yep.
They had a lot to say, too.
Yes, they did. Let's hear from them.
My name is Tajamir Williams, and I'm 14.
Okay. What's your name?
My name is Prince Ingram, and I'm 12.
Name
My name is Jalen Durant, and I'm 13.
Absolutely. So tell us what we can do as adults in our community to help you live a successful life besides sports in school.
Give more, like, activities, like camps, help kids, like, make money. Or, like, teach them how to, like, so say if, like, black men or, like, men, like, teach them how to be a man. And, like, because most of these kids don't have dads, like me. My dad is in prison right now, and I only live with my mom. So, like, teach, like, kids how to be men, like, wise, even women. Like, teach women how to be a woman, like, how to respect yourself, how to respect people.
Our young men, you know, what he said really touched me. Right?
Wow.
Like he said, you know, teach us how to be men mm-hmm. and teach our young ladies how to be women.
And what he said about his dad, a lot of these young mm-hmm. men, and we've talked about this, we talked about it on that show about how it is to be a black male in America. A lot of these men, they feel abandoned. Mm-hmm. We heard that from Chaz the last episode. Mm-hmm. They feel abandoned. They feel like no one there. And one thing that's being consistently we're hearing that they're saying, these young people, they're all saying they don't have enough activities.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know, when we were coming up, we had a lot of activities, and they're saying we don't have enough activities or enough free activities, right? Mm-hmm. And things that they can do to deter them from in arts, football, music, these types of things were things that we had that helped us to kept us out of the streets. But it was very powerful what he said. I was like, wow.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And, I definitely want to give, homage to all the coaches.
Yes.
And the people that are pouring into
teachers,
young people.
Counselors. Yeah.
Yes. Because mm-hmm. they are definitely needed. And they're giving their time. These coaches were out there with mm-hmm. their team. You know, it wasn't a football. You know, it's not football season yet. But they had their team together teaching them about giving back, teaching them about helping the community and uplifting the community and cleaning up the neighborhood. And these young people, they need that. I can just say that for, you know, my daughter, Taylor, mm-hmm. you know, I really appreciate her coach, right?
Mm-hmm.
Coach London, you know, goes above and beyond for the young people that he is mentoring and teaching how to play lacrosse. And, you know, I can honestly say that because of him, she developed the love for lacrosse and saw it as a way to not only, you know, learn a sport and be athletic, but also how do you build camaraderie, you know, have, you know, learn how to lose, you know, you're excited about learning how to play, but also mm-hmm. it's not just about the sport. It's also about, you know, what's happening in school,
mm-hmm.
you know, because you can't play.
You got to get the grades.
Unless your grades
are
right.
If grades ain't right, you can't play. Right. That's at the bench.
Right.
Yeah.
So our young people are doing some exciting
Amen.
Things when it comes down to sports, but many of them are scholar athletes as well. You know, the students that just won championships at Easton Monroe
mm-hmm.
and are continuing to excel here. We are so very, very proud of them.
Very
but,
proud.
You know, these young men that we spoke to on Clean Sweep Day mm-hmm. and on Lau Avenue, really, listen, my dad and I may not be here,
mm-hmm.
but my mom is here for me
mm-hmm.
and I need some other support around me to make sure that I can be the best man that I can be.
This is episode 27 of the Love and Light podcast powered by 103.9 WDKX. Text or call the front line and tell us how you feel about this episode at 585-678-1039. The Love and Light podcast, we outside the studio.
Yes.
We might just pull up on you. Now, we had when we talk about where do we go from here,
yes.
right?
Mm-hmm.
And oftentimes, you know, we always want to leave with solutions, mm-hmm. And things that we can do, and people who are doing things that are working to change people's quality of life. And we ran into somebody at the gala. You want to talk a little bit
actually,
about
actually, Dr. Pamela Brown Grinion. She is a local woman who is doing some extraordinary work with young women. Mm-hmm. You heard the young men on from Wolfpack talk about teach us how to be.
That's
right?
What he said.
And so this woman is teaching young women how to be. And we're going to hear from her.
So again, my name is Dr. Pamela Brown Grinion, and I have an etiquette and workforce development training center. And what I do is work with women of color and girls of color between the ages of middle school to millennial. And I help ladies to understand that they don't have to abandon their femininity, elegance, and grace in order to be a boss, and that they can have the best of both worlds.
So there's a number of people out here like
doing the work.
Dr. Pamela Brown mm-hmm. Grinion, and that's out here doing the work. Mm-hmm. And so we want to recognize and thank them for investing in our young people.
Yes.
But today was really, or today's podcast.
Yes.
You know, I don't know about you, but I mm-hmm. felt good being out there.
Yeah, I did too. It's fun. And you know what? The people felt good, us being out there too, because oftentimes when they see us in the different capacities and hats that we wear, they may look at us as ones that are just bringing down policy. Because, you know, even like when you look at your parents, as they're just giving rules and regulations and all of those things. But when you come and let people realize and see that you're just like them, and you want to listen and you want to hear from them mm-hmm. and hear what they're going through real time right now, because mm-hmm. we're just living in some very difficult times, very different times,
very interesting
times.
And
we can't compare these times to any other times, I believe, that we've seen, because times are different. And so to go out now and to go into different communities, different spaces, letting people know that their voice matters is important.
Absolutely. Love and Light Podcast. We outside the studio this time mm-hmm. on our podcast, episode number 27, powered by 103.9 WDKX. You know what? You know, I don't know if we could top that, right?
Nah, no. We got to find some other places to go. You got to call that frontline 585-678-1039. Tell us to pull up. Give us your events that you're at. We may just pull up at an event near you.
We encourage you to dance like nobody's watching, sing like there's no one listening, live like it's heaven on earth, and love like you've never been hurt.
And remember, family and friends, keep shining. You cannot put a lampshade on the sun. So let your light keep shining. Be blessed. Be encouraged.